Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. We are live at Care First Arena, the artist formerly known as ESA, head of Mystics and Liberty. Tonight, you can hear the game 7:30 tip on the Team 980. Megan McPeak, Christy Winterscott. Christy joins us coming up at 5 p.m. Right now, though, top story of the day is that Terry McLaurin is upset with his contract negotiations. Oh, no! Which is not meant to be a shot at Terry. It's meant to make fun of the reporting that happens this time of year if someone wants a new contract and they aren't getting it yet. Anthony, you texted me about this earlier today when you saw the report from Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports. And, you know, basically my response was, I get upset when my Uber Eats order isn't on time, but eventually I still get to eat. This has no long-term bearing on anything. If Terry doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp next week, is that a quote-unquote problem? It's not ideal, and we can get into the reasons why, but does it make me think that they're not going to get a deal done or he's going to hold out in training camp or it's going to affect their regular season in any meaningful way? No. They know who Terry McLaurin is. He knows who they are. He knows the system. He's got a rapport with Jaden. It's not year one. Yeah, it would be great to get some of the route combos with a guy like Debo, and it would be great to have him here. But, like, this is, like, once the contract is signed, all hard feelings go away. It's not that big of a deal. That's where I sit on it. That said, I do think this point is important. This is the first big test of the Adam Peters era in terms of a contract extension of this kind, right? Sam Cosmi got an extension last August, I think it was. It was late August, I think, when he got it. And that was a really big message to the locker room to say, it doesn't matter if we drafted you or not. If you do the things that we want, if you become a commander in the way that we're defining a commander, you'll be rewarded. And that's a message that you want to your locker room. And so to the extent that this matters to me and to the upset reporting matters at all, it's not really about Commanders 2025 season success, because I think they'll get a deal done and things will be fine and Terry will have plenty of time to make up whatever ground is lost, if any ground has been lost at all on the field. It's just that it's not the best look for the guy that most embodies who you want to be as an organization to not quickly be able to come to terms, which makes me wonder, like, what the negotiations have been like. Are they lowballing him? Is he asking for something ridiculous? Like, I don't know enough about the details to know why that's happening, but it is something I think, and maybe the only thing that's actually worth flagging in this entire story.
Yeah, I'm struggling to understand I mean, sort of kind of what's taking so long. Like, we know we want Terry to be a commander for a lifetime, and I think he also wants to be a commander for a long time as well. And I guess, like, on the fans, like, part, it is, a little frustrating. So I guess we can understand, you know, if this report is so accurate, like, where Terry's frustrations are. But at the same token, in terms of, you know, the voluntary OTAs, him potentially missing mandatory minicamp, I'm not at all concerned about any of that. Just because, again, Terry, a couple of years ago when it was time for him to, you know, sign his contract, he did the same thing. And guess what? He came back. He finally got the deal done. And he went out there and performed. So I'm not, you know, less confident in Terry, yeah, you know, to hold out and not come back, you know, ready to play. I think it's going to work out when it works out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's exactly what he did last time. And he missed mandatory minicamp last time, and then it didn't really matter. And again, I think it's not the best look for the front office, unless it comes out that, like, he's asking for something ridiculous. But also, it's the kind of thing that sometimes these reports happen right before, like, oh, well, deal's done. It'll get done tomorrow. Or it'll get done before mandatory minicamp next week. You know, there's starting to be real deadlines here, right? Because that's the other thing that's changing, is the pressure is getting turned up because mandatory minicamp is a real deadline. He doesn't want to participate without a new deal because, God forbid, he gets hurt. And then you're looking at maybe a different kind of deal, especially when you're an older player like Terry is at this point, where this is going to probably be his last big contract. He's going to want to get paid as maximally as he can, and to add in any risk, which is also a little bit silly because, like, he's probably working out on his own, and I don't know how much elevated, much more elevated the risk is if he's working out on his own. He's not like he's sitting at home and, you know, wrapped in bubble wrap. So how much more elevated is the risk if he's working out on his own versus what he's doing with the team? So that's one part of this that I think is, you know, probably worth mentioning, I guess. But at the end of this, like, again, does it affect 2025? Probably not. Is another player going to have their contract negotiation directly be like, well, you guys screwed over Terry? No, it just can't become a pattern. And it might make some people go like, what's going on with that? And it really, I guess, does come down to the numbers at the end of the day of maybe Terry wants like a third year guaranteed, and they really don't want to do that because he is going to be on the quote-unquote wrong side of 30. I'm just curious as to why this is happening and then how is it treated. But ultimately, you know, when Terry gets back in the building, it's going to be like DQ and he are going to have a big old bear hug. He and Jaden are going to dap up. He'll have love all around the locker room. Mikey will make some sly Michigan, Ohio State joke. And then all the Ohio State guys will go yelling at Mikey. Like, it's going to be the same old thing. And it's just a matter of, like, how much pain do you have to go through to get to that point? But to the deadlines piece and, like, the upset reporting, if this looks bad on the front office, then they might feel extra pressure to give in to whatever Terry is doing. And so often the way these reports happen is, you know, you kind of, as a media person, it's your responsibility to understand the motives here. And, you know, hey, Jordan Schultz got a story, and maybe that's his motive, is I would like to have people talking about me and my reporting on social media and on radio and on TV, and in an attention economy, I just made money. Okay, fine. But really, you're also trying to figure out, why is this person, like, that was always the number one thing I thought about as a reporter. Why is this person telling me this thing? And it might be we have a good relationship, and I've asked a question, they've given me an honest answer because I'm going to be able to do my job better, and that they have no problem with that. Okay, fine. But, hey, Terry's upset. Oh, wow, okay, I'm going to go report that. Now, if you're the front office, you feel more pressure. This is also, to me, I see this as a negotiating ploy by Terry's agent, using a reporter who's willing to put that out there. And if it's true, like, that's not a shot at Jordan Schultz. He reported the truth. Maybe Terry is upset. But the fact that it went public for a guy as classy, as buttoned up, as, hey, we take care of our business in private as a team, as Terry McLaurin, to me says, you know, agent might be trying to do a little negotiating through the media. And I'm curious to see if maybe there's an Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport or, you know, Field Yates and Adam Peters go way back. Does one of them have a counter report in the next week, and does the pushing back and forth eventually get a deal done before OTAs or before minicamp next week?
Yeah, and along those lines, B-Mesh actually commented on as well, and he was like, this doesn't scream Terry, this doesn't scream Adam Peters. Like, so for this to be coming out, it's a little weird, but also he understands it probably is the agent, you know, trying to, you know, stir the pot a little bit and, you know, put some pressure or put some fire underneath, you know.
So if Brian Mitchell says it, then it's cool, but if I say it, it's whatever? Just because he has Super Bowl rings or something, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Just saying. Yeah. Just saying, says the producer of The Hoffman Show on The Hoffman Show about B. Mitch and Finley. No, I'm just kidding. Just giving you a hard time. Sometimes you really walk right into it. You know that, right?
But, thank you.
Yeah, just walk face first, right there. 301-230-0980 is our phone number. 301-230-0980. That is where you can call us with your take on this Terry McLaurin thing. And even though you're not Brian Mitchell, Anthony will answer your call.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.